Andrea Dixon is General Manager of the Southern Dairy Hub, joins us on the muster on a Friday afternoon. Andrea, welcome once again.
Oh, good afternoon, Andy. It's a bit cooler today, isn't it?
Yeah, it was a little bit of blue sky. It's a little bit nippier, but nonetheless, it is the middle of March too, I suppose.
It is. Winter's coming around very quickly.
You were just talking off here about the growth you've had down there at the Dairy Hub. Pretty much goes in line with what's happened here in Southland, but yet only 30, 35 minutes away, it's a different story. It's crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy. It's just hard to believe that we're so close, you know, in regard to kilometres, but yet our grass growth is so variable.
Southern Dairy Hub, how's everything been going?
Oh, yeah, things are going really good. Production's ticking along nicely. We're about 5% ahead on this time last year. Obviously, like many of our neighbouring farms, we've got a fair bit of feed in our bank, and we're probably just looking at ways to utilise that surplus as much as we can over the next 4 or 5 weeks and just sort of setting ourselves up for the winter break.
How are you going to manage that surplus?
We're going to use a bit of the baitage over the next 4 or 5 weeks before it gets too dry, where we've got a little bit of a deficit in the feed wedge. And then obviously we're setting ourselves up really well for the winter period, and then out the other side we'll probably carry a wee bit of extra feed throughout the other side.
It's definitely been a different season for Southland farmers. Always wondering how you're going to burrow through and get through the end of the summer cycle over the last few years. But this year it's about trying to maintain feed quality. It's quite bizarre.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? Because we headed into summer thinking, you know, leading up to summer that it was going to be really dry, and we probably tried to set ourselves up for that, but it very much turned or pivoted quite a different scenario for us.
Southern Dairy Hub field days are coming up the 12th of March. We're talking about end mitigation through the use of plantain, I believe.
Yeah, we are. Yeah, we've got a special guest coming to join us, Andy McFarlane, so he's plantain governance group chair. He's a farmer himself. We've also got a local farmer, Tim McRae. He's part of the Plantain Partner Farm project. And what we're trying to do really is just showcase demonstrate some of the things that were happening on farm in regard to plantain, how we're maintaining it, how we're with the broadcasting, what that looks like. Does it affect your milk production? Will my cows eat it? That's probably the biggest question I get when we're talking about plantain out the environment.
Plantain Governance Group. That's an interesting title.
Yeah, it is an interesting title, and it's just I guess putting a little bit of strategic thinking into how plantain fits within the business strategies. You know, it is a low-cost nitrogen mitigation tool, so yeah, I mean, it is a fantastic initiative, and it's just trying to work at how the establishment works across New Zealand and what that looks like.
From your perspective, do you think plantain's been gaining in popularity as such?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. You talk to a lot of the farmers around the region, and there's challenges in regard to maintaining it within the pasture. There is certainly real value of that, and that's what we're trying to do here on farm, is just demonstrate how that works, what that looks like, what the benefit is. Our field day on Tuesday is really just showing the demonstration aspect of it and how it could fit within your system.
Yeah, it's interesting how you can bring something into the farming cycle that the animals are going to eat, but yet it's something that's going to benefit the environment too, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's a fantastic option, and we're just trying to find ways where it can work, where we can just lift that percentage across the farms and make good utilisation of that particular plant. But we do have a plantain cultivar plot here as well, and it will be a good opportunity just to have a look across the different cultivars, because they do differ. So there'll be a wee bit of information there on that as well.
So how much plantain as such have you got there, Andrea?
We've got about 14% at the moment, and we're planting it into our new grass paddocks every year. This year we planted it at 3 kilos to the hectare, so yeah, a reasonable amount. Farms vary from 1 to about 4, and they do eat it. So, you know, and I think it's just understanding what the effects are on milk production. There aren't any effects on milk production, and then also in regard to cow health. And I guess that's the value or the benefit of the plantain partner farms, just uncovering and seeing how it fits within the farming system.
So how was it that you guys got involved with plantain there at the Dairy Hub? What brought about the discussion?
Well, we like to get involved in lots of different initiatives. It is an initiative setting ourselves up for the future in the space. It is a good opportunity for us to showcase what that looks like. You know, we do run research programs through the farm, but there's also the ability to run the demonstration aspect. And I think that's what's come real loud and clear out of our ag research survey that we've just completed. You know, the farmers, that's what they're looking for. You know, being kept on engaged in regard to the research process and those projects, but more primarily around the practical information that comes out of what happens on farm, and a lot of that is demonstration, and that's what we're going to be doing more of.
Now, Tuesday the 12th of March from 10 o'clock, do people need to pre-register, Andrea?
No, they don't. They just turn up on the day. It looks like it's going to be raining at this point. I hope not, but I have hired a little bit of cover. So, yep, come on down. We're going to meet at the cow shed this time. So normally we meet over at the cow shed side, but this time we're going to meet at the cow shed because the plantain troll plots and that are up the front here. And, yeah, we're wanting to use the opportunity to show the farmers how well it's working on this farm.
And the truth is, like, the rain radar, 10 days out, it's going to change, isn't it?
Yeah, it changes very quickly from day to day, doesn't it?
Glass half full, Andrea. Always appreciate your time on the muster, and all the best for the field day. Going to be interesting to see how it goes.
Perfect. Thank you very much, Andy. Appreciate your time.
Andrea Dixon, General Manager of Southern Dairy Hub. This is the muster.